Cheng Bo questioned several passers-by who suggested he visit the palace of the governor who chose the most beautiful girls of the country for his troupe of artists. He set out forthwith for the palace. The entrance to the governor's residence was protected by armed guards. Cheng Bo asked one of them, "Have you seen my beloved?" The guards mocked at him and would not allow him to enter. But Cheng Bo, driven by his passionate desire to find his beloved, knew how to choose the words to open all doors. Finally, he was permitted to attend a ballet, a play, an opera, and a concert. The artists were applauded at length by the governor's guests. Cheng Bo wanted to meet the troupe, and as an exceptional favor accorded to a renowned artist, he was granted entrance backstage, where he met the musicians, dancers, and actresses. These women and girls were indeed elegant and distinguished, but the haughty tilt of their heads reflected much arrogance. Amongst themselves, they whispered, "Who can this little so-called artist with no future be?" They showed only indifference and even contempt towards Cheng Bo. As for Cheng Bo, though initially fascinated by the refinement and elegance of these women, he quickly realized that his beautiful stranger was of another world.